afternoon, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, 17th of June 2026. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's always good to be here. We're in the meeting room of the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, and it's always, we always value being here and appreciate their support in allowing us to be here.
Yes. And Kay is just back from Africa.
I'm just back from 2 weeks in Africa, and it's just been an extraordinary time. And 3 safaris, saw lots of elephants and lions. No, not many lions, but elephants and zebras and giraffes and all manner of animals in their natural habitats, which was really quite a privilege to do that.
Yes.
And also went to Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was jailed for 18 years and saw his cell. And it's quite thought-provoking when you think, you know, you think about someone being shut in such a small space for 18 years. They were allowed out during the day, but they were all isolated at night. And to come out with the dignity and grace that he came out with was really quite extraordinary. Yeah, lots of things to just sort of think about and filter. And if you ask me now what was my favourite thing that I did, I can't really tell you because there was so much.
So much.
Anyway, I'll kick off with 150 years ago, extraordinary climate change. 150 years ago. Considerable anxiety has been felt for some time past in consequence of the extraordinary height of the mercury in all the barometers which our friends have been able to consult. It has been thought that in one case, at least, the height of the mercury was artificial and did not indicate the real state of the case. When the sudden change came on Thursday last, speculation was rife that as to what could have caused so sudden a downfall of rain. Well, there you go.
Well, they didn't understand about drought and cyclic, and of course they didn't know about El Nino and La Nina.
No, La Nina.
Get them confused. They didn't understand about the cycles. So the first few times they had droughts in South Australia, they thought it was just some aberration that was never going to happen again. And they weren't prepared for this cyclic drought.
And I think that's why so many people now have been sceptical about climate change as a bigger thing. But when you look at the temperatures they're now experiencing in Europe and England, temperatures that we find normal in Australia, but they're saying are boiling, really hot.
Also don't have the air conditioning. Their houses are designed to keep them warm, because our houses are designed to keep us cool. So we suffer in winter.
Yeah.
They have that problem in summer. Yeah. Even in a mild summer when we were in Stockholm, the house was unbearably hot. It was really hot. There's no means of cooling it.
Because we found that in Frankfurt when it was hot and thought, God, but there's no, as you say, there's no air conditioning. No.
And they've got double glazing, which increases the amount of impact of the sun on their windows. So wonderful in winter, but you wouldn't want double glazing in the summer.
No,
not a good thing. 100 years ago, influenza. The flu germ has been very aggressive in Gawler during the week, and many homes have at least one sufferer, whilst in others almost the entire family is prostrated. And of course it's only what, 8-9 years ago after Spanish flu hit Australia, so flu would have been people were very
and they didn't have the vaccinations that we have and all the preventive understanding that we have now. So
I was reading a historical novel set during at the end of World War One, where the hospital ward's describing, you know, just filling up. They're just overwhelmed, and all the staff have got flu, so they can't help. So there's almost no staff.
And that's why we had such extraordinary measures in the pandemic.
Yes.
To try and, they knew they couldn't stop it, but it was to try and stretch out the impact.
That's right.
Which a lot of people just don't seem to have understood. Anyway, never mind. 50 years ago, new Gawler High School uniform. Dagmar Schleicher and Mary Yeoman and Jeff Lamont and Lyle Haynes modelled the new Gawler High School wind cheaters, which are now part of the school uniform for 11th and 12th year students. And there's a very grainy photograph of 4 students wearing wind cheaters and shirts underneath with collars. So there you go.
That would have been when I was at high school, and they brought in wind cheaters as part of the uniform in Victoria as well.
Oh, did they?
They moved from the really formal into more casual style stuff that was easy to wash and cheaper for parents
we
to
had
buy.
A woolen, navy blue woolen jumper with a V-neck, which always looked flattering, but didn't keep your neck warm. Terrible to wash because they were wool.
Yes, and dry.
It took ages to dry. Yeah. And you'd roll them up and wash them in your wool wash and roll them up in a towel and stamp all the excess water out of it and then leave it to dry flat for 2 days on a rack and, rubbish.
Yes. When I was first travelling, backpacking around Europe, I had all hand knits because that's what I had because Mum knitted all my jumpers. Quickly learned, don't travel with hand knits. And they're heavy and...
Mm. Yeah. I bought a beautiful black or charcoal jumper from Pringle's shop in Scotland. So it was just in the shop, in the woolen mill. Mm. And I've still got it. The moths have got to it a bit. But because it was charcoal, I got away without washing it for months. just hang it out and smell it. No, it still passed the sniff test. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm. Mind you, it was overdue for a wash when I finally got around to it.
25 years ago. Still delivering after 30 years, snarling dogs, winter deluges and 5 a.m. shifts. It's a thankless task, yet the postie always delivers the goods, literally. Despite some of the drawbacks, local postman Barry Zerner has reached a milestone, notching 30 years in the postal system.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty decent time, isn't
that
it?
That would have been on pushbike back then too, so...
Yeah.
Posties all had pushbikes, so that would have been kept them fit.
Oh, absolutely. 10 years ago, election surprise. The federal opposition has announced funding support for the complete electrification of the Gawler railway line, having already indicated support for the project in its recent budget reply. The Labor Party has pledged to fund the $76 million project, which has been stalled by the removal of federal funding. And we finally got the train going, so that was a long, drawn-out process, but it's good.
Yes, now it's done. It's excellent.
Done and done.
Yes.
So that's it for this week's Looking Back, and we'll speak next week.
Until then.
For old light signs.